This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the best time to exercise, smoking cessation and low back pain, and finally a story about exercise and body mass. For HealthBeat, wishing everyone a safe, healthy, and happy new year, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 390, recorded December 28th, 2012. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The circadian system coordinates the temporal patterning of behavior in many underlying biological processes. In some cases, the regulated outputs of the circadian system, such as activity, may be able to feed back to alter core clock processes. In a recent study published in the Journal of Physiology, the authors used four wheel axis conditions, no access, free access, early night, and late night, to manipulate the duration and timing of activity while under the influence of a light-dark cycle. In wild-type mice, scheduled wheel access was able to increase ambulatory activity, inducing a level of exercise driven at various phases of the light-dark cycle. Scheduled exercise also manipulated the magnitude and phasing of the circadian regulated outputs of heart rate and body temperature. The authors found that scheduled wheel access during the late night improved many of the behavioral, physiological, and molecular deficits previously described in vasointestinal polypeptide deficient mice. The authors' results raise the possibility that scheduled exercise could be used as a tool to modulate daily rhythms and, when applied, may counteract some of the negative impacts of aging and disease on the circadian system. As always, discuss all exercise recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Cessation of smoking in patients with a spinal disorder was significantly associated with less back pain than in patients who continued smoking, according to a recently published study. The authors of the study stated, quote, "We know that nicotine increases pain. In this study, if you quit smoking during treatment, you got better," end quote. If you continued to smoke, there was statistically no improvement, regardless of the treatment you had. Basically, the likelihood to improve your care, surgical or non-surgical, was dramatically decreased if you are a smoker. The authors of the study found that over 5,000 patients with axial or radicular pain, patients who never smoked or ceased smoking during the study period, reported significantly better visual analog scale scores compared to patients who continued smoking, according to the abstract. Oswestry Disability Index scores in non-smokers also showed a greater mean improvement than in smokers. according to the researchers again. The study measured visual analog scale pain during three different time periods: worst, current, and weekly pain levels. And current smokers reported significantly greater pain than all other groups in the three areas, according to the abstract. This study supports the need for smoking cessation programs for patients with a painful spinal disorder, given a strong association between improved patient-reported pain and smoking cessation, again, according to the study's authors. Surf to our show notes for links. A recent study published in the Journal of Applied Physiology looked at the fluid conversion of which type of exercise is best for body mass and fat mass on overweight and obese adults. Recent guidelines on exercise for weight loss and weight maintenance include resistance training as part of the exercise prescription. Yet few studies have compared the effects of similar amounts of aerobic and resistance training on body mass and fat mass in overweight adults. In this study, a randomized trial comparing aerobic training, resistance training, and a combination of the two to determine the optimal mode of exercise for obesity reduction. Participants were 119 sedentary, overweight, or obese adults who were randomized to one of 3 8-month exercise protocols: the resistance training group, the aerobic training group, and a combination of the two, aerobic and resistance training. Primary outcomes included total body mass, fat mass, and lean body mass. The aerobic training group and the combination aerobic and resistance training groups reduced total body mass and fat mass more than the resistance training group, but they were not different from each other. Resistance training and the combination aerobic and resistance training group increased lean body mass more than the aerobic training group did. While requiring double the time commitment, a program of combined aerobic training and resistance training did not result in significantly more fat mass or body mass reductions over aerobic training alone. Balancing time commitments against health benefits, it appears that aerobic training is the optimal mode of exercise for reducing fat mass and body mass, while a program including resistance training is needed for increasing lean mass in middle-aged, overweight, and obese individuals. As always, discuss all exercise recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote: while we try to teach our children all about life, our children teach us what life is all about. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, again wishing everyone a safe, healthy, and happy new year. This has been Dr. Todd Igloo.